Sammy the Snake. Sammy was a snake, and Sammy had been invited to and was going to a dinner. The dinner was in the middle of the big field where Sammy lived. But Sammy was late for the dinner. Now, a snail cannot move very fast because a snail does not have any legs to walk with. They slide along the ground on their bottoms, and they cannot move fast because as well, and you won't believe this, a snail carries its house on its back. So you will never see a snail running or walking, just sliding. And Sammy was so late, by the time he arrived for the dinner, everything had been eaten. Sammy, said the fox, you were so late and we were so hungry, we could not wait for you. Why do you always carry your house on your back? Sammy, said the rabbit, if you get any slower, you will stop. That is all the other animals laughing at Sammy. If I was as slow as you, said the grasshopper, I would not bother to get out of bed. It was true. Sammy looked at all the other animals. He was always late, always last. And the other animals were always laughing at him. Look, Sammy, a field mouse was carrying some food towards him. I knew you would be late, said the field mouse, because you are so slow, so I saved some dinner for you. Oh, thank you, said Sammy, and he quickly tucked into the food. Now the dinner was over, all the animals started to dance. But of course, Sammy couldn't dance because he didn't have any legs, and when he tried, he just flopped around making this noise. And you can't dance as well because you've got your house on your back, said the big blackbird. Why do you always carry it around with you? My house is a hole in the ground, said the rabbit, and mine's a comfy nest high up in the tree, said the blackbird. I have a comfy place where I sleep, under a bush, said the fox. Carrying your house on your back. That is the little mouse laughing. What a waste of time, said the little mouse. And so all the animals danced in a circle around Sammy. All Sammy could do was wave his head in time with the music. Oh dear. Did you hear that? There it is again. That sound is called thunder, and when you hear thunder, it means it's going to rain. And now it's raining. And the music has stopped, and the animals are getting wet. Wow, said Sammy, and quick as a flash, he curled up inside his shell and closed the door. Oh, cried the mouse, I'm all wet and cold, and the ground is muddy. My fur is sticking together, said the fox, and I'm a long way from my bush. I can't fly in this rain, said the blackbird, so I can't get to my nice warm nest. I'm sliding in the mud, said the rabbit, and can't reach my nice dry hole. And so all the animals sat in a big circle around Sammy, wet and cold in the mud, waiting for the sun to come out again. And where was Sammy? Curled up, warm and dry in his shell, which of course is his house, that he carried on his back, that all the other animals had been laughing at.